Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, where do we start? Good afternoon. Welcome. Another deadly school shooting in America today. School just started, but Sam, you told me the school started a month ago here at this high school?
That is what I heard, yes, that school has been in session for about a month.
Which would be horribly early, by the way. That would be early August. And usually on the East Coast, they start a little bit later, but I'm not doubting you. Here's what we know. Someone walked into Appalachian High School in, I believe it's Winder, Georgia.
About 45 miles east of Atlanta.
Four people are dead. Nine people are hospitalized. Suspect is in custody.
A student said she and her classmates were in statistics class when they heard someone beating on a locker outside of the classroom. The teacher went out to investigate, and that is when they heard a shot. Their teacher fell back into the doorway. The student said that is when the shooting stopped. A group of classmates then went out into the hallway. The kids grabbed their teacher and dragged him back into the classroom. I don't know what to say.
How many times have you and I done this? 100?
The beginning of the school year should never equate to the beginning of school shooting season, yet it does.
You know, I heard somebody say that on one of the cable news networks earlier today, too.
I didn't, because I was having lunch with my daughter and walked in to this, and people will throw their hands up and point fingers, and nothing will change. That's where we are in America.
We're going to offer prayers. We'll offer thoughts. And nothing will change.
I'm angry, and I'm also angry and embarrassed and mortified ethically that my first thought after, my God, those poor children and their families.
Amen.
My first thought after, my God, those poor children and their families, you know what it was, Scott? Thank God my children have graduated high school. That was my first thought, that thank God I don't have any children in high school anymore. I worried about this every single time something like this happened. I worried about this.
Well, and your high school career lasted 8 years because from your oldest to your youngest, that was an eight-year timeline.
And they were in lockdowns a few times for various reasons. Bank robbery, one was a false alarm outside. And I'll never forget being on this program, and my daughter sent me a text. She was hanging out with a gecko. She had a gecko in the photo and says, all the lights are off and we're being told to be quiet and hunker down under the desks because there's some kind of threat outside. Huh. From Twitter, a heartbreaking report from the scene of the school shooting in Winder while huddled in a classroom with her classmates during the shooting. A 16-year-old student texted her mother, quote, I know I've not been a perfect daughter.
Oh, God.
I love you. I am sorry.
Written by a child.
We have created this.
Who thinks that might be her last text.
I know I've not been a perfect daughter. I love you. I am sorry.
Written by a kid who thinks that might be their last text. Sam, let's go to local coverage in Atlanta, WSB-TV. If you don't mind, just check in with them for a minute.
And all the students, you know, got in a corner and put their heads down and just didn't know what was going to happen. Can you imagine your child going through that and having to live the rest of their life after having gone through that? I mean, the four letters come to mind. I think PTSD. So these kids are going to need some counseling. They're going to need some help. And once again, this community is going to have to dig deep to recover from this.
And wrap their arms around all of these children and adults who are in that school as well, all the teachers and staff. Tom Jones, thank you very much with the latest there. We've been hearing from parents who got that unimaginable text this morning from their kids that there was a shooting at the school. They're shooting, said one of the texts to a mother, and parents tried to advise their kids, hide, run, pray. Channel 2 Sophia Choi is about a mile from the school. And Sophia, you've been talking to families out there. What's the latest where you are? What can you see from your position?
Well, Linda, let me tell you, this is where the parents park their cars as they rush down to the high school to pick up their kids. You can see police are still out here directing traffic. We've seen numerous emergency vehicles in the last, I would say, 15 minutes racing down Hyman Morris Road here to the school area. The police are not letting any school buses, homeowners, no one drive down this road, only out. In fact, we've seen people being turned to away, saying that there's no way you're going down there, even if you live down there at this point. Now, all of these cars that you see around here isn't just from the parents of the high school students, elementary
Channel 2, Sophia Torres, sorry to interrupt you. We have more breaking news right now. Sophia, thank you.
Yes, we have Vice President Kamala Harris who's commenting right now live on the school shooting.
Given potential, and some part of their big, beautiful brain is concerned about a shooter busting through the door of the classroom. It does not have to be this way. It does not have to be this way. And, you know, this is one of the many issues that's at stake in this election. So New Hampshire, look, we have 62 days to go. 62 days to go. And I'm going to tell you what you already know. This race is going
to
be.
We're coming back to more of the breaking news. I'm not. God, I am just so mad. I am so mad.
I can see it.
From one of the kids inside that school, I wasn't texting my family at first because I thought it was just a drill. An 11th grader, Henry Vanderwalt, texted his mother at 10:23 a.m., I think there's a school shooting. Minutes later, Becky Vanderwalt got another message. It just said, I love you.
Do we put metal detectors in every high school in America? And I mean every high school in America?
We clearly do not have the appetite to stop this from happening. We just don't. So then you start looking, Scott, at mm-hmm. what can we do to keep the guns out of that space? You know, I know in our high school, the police department, for lack of a better word, was the very first thing right inside the door. And that takes money, but I don't mm-hmm. think that's something that taxpayers would vote down, because this just keeps happening. So if you're not going to stop it, can you stop the gun from getting inside?
Because and I just thought of this. We talked about getting into the high school the other day on the show. And
I had to show ID. Right. You had to park. They have to buzz you in.
And they would say, what's your business here? Even though they knew who I was.
They've reentered the school, Scott, so there's not glass all throughout the front.
But it's not adults who are doing this. CNN is reporting it was a 14-year-old student who did this, allegedly. The students are buzzed in automatically. The parents are the ones who get the, what are you doing here? What's your business? Why are you here? But they're not the ones who are doing the school shootings.
So do you add metal detectors to all of the doors? Because at my high school...
Sam, I don't know.
There's so many points of entry. Think about during the weekends, during basketball games.
Yeah, what are you going to do on a volleyball game?
Yeah, at my high school, when kids were showing up to school early in the day, there were like 9 entry points. Now, after that, after the first class started, it became 1 entry point, and you had to go straight to a security guard and state your business.
And Sam, to your point, with 9 entry points, and I don't think that that's unusual for a large high school, do you funnel all of those kids in through one door? And if the answer to that is yes, you have to stagger that in some form or fashion.
And somebody has to man, if you will, those entrances. Who's going to take care of the metal? It's almost like homelessness. It almost seems like there is no answer.
There is no answer that Americans are willing to...
stomach.
Correct.
913-586.
And we have failed. Look your children in the eye and tell them we have failed you again.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. So here's where we are in America now. We've had a high school shooting in Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. Fox, CNN, and MSNBC are covering a Kamala Harris rally. She's talking about the economy. And this is not political. That's not what I'm trying to get at. What I'm saying is we have become so numb to school shootings that the 3 major cable networks have broken away from their coverage of the school shooting and are now back to politics. Less than 4 hours after this happened.
The 3 most common words in the hours after this happens, by far the 3 most common words, enough is enough. So enough is enough after Columbine, enough is enough after certainly Sandy Hook.
Uvalde.
Certainly enough was enough after Parkland and Uvalde. And we just go round and around and around and shrug our shoulders and sorry, kids. Sorry.
It's School Shooting Wednesday. Sadly.
It makes me sick. It physically makes me sick.
So, somebody on the text line writes, you guys act like nobody wants to do anything. What is the solution? Well, with respect, 2866, I think we're right. Nobody does want to do anything.
Nope.
And I was saying during the break while we were in commercial, tonight Laura Ingraham is going to talk about on her show on Fox that we need more mental health screening for youngsters, and MSNBC is going to talk about we need to ban certain guns. And no one wants to do anything. They won't do anything. This is the new, it's not even new.
No,
this
it is not.
This is the normal.
You know, I bring up this quote, it's many years old, every single time there is a school shooting. It is a powerful, gut-wrenching, accurate statement from journalist Dan Hodges. Quote, in retrospect, Sandy Hook marked the end of the U.S. gun control debate. Mm-hmm. Once America decided killing children was bearable, it was over. And that's true. Sandy Hook really, to me, was when I had a second grader when all of those children were slaughtered.
You had just joined the show.
I had a second grader. I will never forget. I was having lunch with Dave Helling and a couple of other journalist friends on the plaza when our phones just in tandem started going off, came into work. And that was a turning point for me, Scott, because I not only did I have a child that looked like those kids and smelled like those kids, and you know what second grade looks like and acts like, first and second grade, right? You just knew after that and after those searing, painful, awful images and the lives that were wrecked, not only, Scott, from the families of the victims and the survivors, but the lives that were wrecked from the police, fire, EMS, and education community, those who had to go in and witness what they witnessed there, right?
For sure.
And all of those lives were altered forever because of that. It was the turning point where if that is something we are going to allow, it's over. I don't know what else to say about
it. Well, the only thing I would disagree with what you read is I don't think that America decided it was okay or acceptable. I find that to be a little bit offensive. What I do think is that America decided they weren't going to do anything about it.
Yep.
That there was no compromise. There was no middle ground. Nobody thought it was okay that 20 students and six teachers or administrators were slaughtered that day. But what I think America decided was, we're not going to do anything about it. We don't think it's okay, but we're not going to change. And that was the day, the day of Sandy Hook, that I think any chance of some sort of compromise, reconciliation, whatever, was lost. And let's be fair, and I don't want to make this political. Barack Obama was the president at the time.
And failed with control of both the Senate and the House.
Mm-hmm.
Without question.
In fact, appointed Joe Biden
failed
to be a blue ribbon chairperson of some committee that would look into what they could do, and they came back with nothing. If we're just going to be fair and honest, nothing was done. Megan in Raytown. Megan, hello.
Hi. So I know this sounded a little extreme when I was explaining it earlier to Sam, but I think that in order to really get attention brought to this situation and to get people to sit and talk and find a middle ground on what needs to happen, there needs to be something major that applies nationwide every time this happens, right? Closed school, right? For instance, today, this shooting happened. If this were in place, every school closes. As soon as the school goes in lockdown and they realize what's happening, all these schools close and they're closed until this school is able to go back to school. Make this something that we have to physically feel and be impacted by, mentally, emotionally, presently with our children, financially, if it has to come to that. Find something where it hits everyone across the board, and this affects everyone. Because until we really find something that makes this apparent to everyone, nobody is going to be on the same page. Because it's not my kid, it's not my school, it didn't happen here. You know, we need to find something that really pushes this down and makes this immediate attention everywhere all the time.
Megan, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Dakota in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, guys. So every school has an SRO officer. Every school needs to go to a single point entry with a metal detector, and you have to pass the SRO officer to even enter the building. And it's pathetic what we've allowed our schools to come to, that this is happening as often as it is, and that it's even happening at all. And to your point, Scott, I will say as far as, you know, I understand America didn't say that this is acceptable by not doing anything about it, but if you let someone murder someone and don't even arrest them, aren't you saying pretty much the same thing?
You know, I always wonder as well, Dakota, thank you for the call. You know, so often the teachers get lost in this conversation, and the teachers are so victimized physically, mentally. The death count in many of these mass shootings certainly includes some of our best and brightest educators. During a time that it's really hard to get people to go into education and retain those people, why would you want to deal with this?
You wouldn't.
And the answer is, of course, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They drilled. Okay, you don't think they drilled for this in Winder, Georgia? They've all of our children grew up drilling what to do if, which in and of itself is disgusting.
We never did.
No, we ducked under desks because there might be some sort of explosion coming that was going to pulverize all of us.
Yeah, and the plywood desk would protect us from the radiation.
And that was a one in a billion shot. This is monthly, Scott, during the school year.
Sam, how often did you guys train for this?
We did active shooter drills, I think, once a quarter.
Okay. Sad and sickening.
And that was in the 2000s.
Yeah. And Dana and I ducked under desks because somehow that was going to keep us from being evaporated.
You know the difference? And I will ask our listeners about this because of all ages, we remember what we drilled. The difference between that drill is that while it would never have worked during a nuclear holocaust,
you think?
We were all on the same page. It was one enemy. We were together in our kind of our statement and our approach that if the worst were to happen, .. the day after, this is what we're all going to do in schools. The difference here is the children start texting the parents, and the parents, some of them say run, some of them say hide. Mm-hmm. We're all panicked and frantic, trying to figure out the best advice to give them during the worst possible moment. The school says one thing. The teachers might be saying another. Law enforcement might be saying another thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer. I honest to God. I mean, people are saying on the text line, what is the solution? Three words. I don't know. But this cannot continue. And yet it does. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. School opened in Winder, Georgia about a month ago, and today there was a school shooting at Appalachie High School in Winder, Georgia, about 45 miles away from Atlanta. Four students are dead. We believe they're students. There are unconfirmed reports that the shooter was 14 years old. Nine are hospitalized.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has confirmed those numbers, says at this point it is unknown, or they are not ready to share, is probably more accurate, whether the 14-year-old had any connection to that school. If he attended, not, they're not saying. I'm sure they know by now.
Oh, sure.
We don't know.
If he did, if I'm not mistaken, the 14-year-old would be a freshman in his or her, we believe it's a he, first month of high school. First month.
They are reporting male, and yes, that would make him a freshman.
Diana in Leavenworth, hello.
Yes, hello. Hi. First and foremost, my thoughts go out to the families involved in today's shooting. My experience, I have two kids that are in high school here in Leavenworth County, Kansas, and I've also worked for the school district. I don't feel that putting metal detectors in place is really going to solve things. We already have something in place that I feel is not being utilized to its fullest. I know from my experiences, so the police department does come in. They do active shooter training in our school here in Lansing, Kansas. But teachers, because of their contract with the state of Kansas, are able to opt out of that training because they may be traumatized from just going through the training itself. Our kids spend almost as much time at school as they do at home and elsewhere. And for me as a parent and former educator myself, feel that that's a resource that's being underutilized. And if they are going to be entrusted with the lives of children, they need to be, that needs to be mandatory training for them in today's world and this society that we're living in.
But you said that there was something that was already in place that's not being utilized. Are you talking about just the active shooter drills?
Yes, and the teachers. I mean, the teachers are the ones who are entrusted with our kids every day. And it doesn't matter if they're elementary, middle school, or even high school. These teachers are allowed to opt out of that training because they feel they may be traumatized.
But wouldn't that's a reactive mechanism, not a proactive mechanism?
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
Fair point. Kelly in Overland Park. Kelly, good afternoon. Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. I can't say I'm at all discouraged about the lack of news coverage going on today or at this time. Actually, I'm encouraged. I think it has been shown. Well, I think it's pretty obvious that the full blown constant coverage that we've had in the past hasn't done anything to deter the situation. And I'm concerned that it's encouraging people who might be unbalanced and ready to do something like this, where they're harming other people, and maybe when they would, well, I'm not even going to go down.
Yeah,
that road.
Yeah, we know what you're saying, though.
Yeah, and I'm encouraged. I do wish that we would use other ways. A couple months ago, there was a big march in Washington onto to Congress, Mothers Against Shooting. I don't remember the full title. Thousands of people. And my daughter attended it and apparently got a blimp on the news. So other things, people are trying to be proactive. It's just not getting the coverage I don't know how to get that message out there that we need to be more proactive and push our elected officials to not be able to take funds from NRA or whatever the situation is, but to work at this in a way that might not be encouraging people who are on the edge to teeter and say, hey, I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
And I am not discouraged at all that there's no coverage at this point.
Kelly, do appreciate the call. A couple of thoughts on your comments. Number one, I don't think most 14-year-olds are watching cable news, if at all. And by the way, they have gone back to it, at least on MSNBC, back to coverage of the school shooting. Having said that, if there is a lack of coverage, what does that say? Is it the news media trying to not encourage copycats? Highly unlikely. Or is it that we've become desensitized? And this isn't news anymore because the first three letters of news
new. You should have to watch this. You should have to listen to those children describe what they saw. And one of them, by the way, is their teacher shot in the face. We shouldn't be allowed to look away from this because we created this, Scott.
Sue and Olathe, it looks like you're going to get the last word. Sue, hello.
You know, I am so tired of hearing everyone say, we need to do this, we need to do this. I think we need to go back to having parents parenting. I worked in the school district. We were able to target students that needed mental health assistance, and if the parents are responsible for that student and they can prove it, and then that student does a shooting, they're off the hook. But for those parents whose kids do a shooting and they have the gun ready, they have everything available to them, there's no consequences to the parents. And so I think we have to start the old school, back to it starts at home. Train your kids the way they should be, and get rid of this passive. And that's what it is. It's
yep.
Passive. No one.
Passive and reactive,
there.
Sue. Passive and reactive are the words.
And it just sickens me because the parents are off the hook. Nobody is being disciplined. And if, you know, other countries, do we hear about school shootings? Absolutely not.
We do not.
And why is that? Is it because the parents have heard, your child does this. Guess what the consequences are? You are going to be punished too. And it's not going to be a slap on the wrist. That's the thing. No slap on the wrist. We have to get tough. And I know when growing up, I was fearful of my dad. I didn't want to do anything wrong that would cause him anger. And kids today, they have no respect for parents even, let alone teachers in the school.
I think we need to be careful not to paint with too broad of a brush.
I will say this. She's right. There has to be some level of parental accountability, and we are starting to see prosecutors in certain cases.
Oxford, Michigan.
In some cases in certain towns, going after mom and dad because mom and dad knew.
So if this was a 14-year-old who committed this crime.
Clearly did not get the gun on his own.
No.
Legally, and clearly.
So if Sue's argument is we need to start prosecuting parents who irresponsibly leave guns just laying around the house within reach of a 14-year-old.
Or hand access, Sandy Hook, to your son.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Well, she was already bye-bye, but...
I have always made the argument that she should have gone to prison for the rest of her life had he not taken her out with all of those children. Right. I agree.
So if the argument is parents need to be held responsible... If they irresponsibly leave a gun just laying around the house within access for their child, who may or may not commit these kinds of crimes, you will get no argument from me. When my children lived in my home, every gun was locked up all the time. And they never knew where the key was. Quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
We're going to wrap up this conversation and then sort of reset and refocus in the 3 o'clock hour. We have the Clay County prosecutor joining us in studio. But I do want to pass on this from CNN that Appalachian High School apparently received a phone call this morning warning that there would be shootings at 5 schools and that Appalachian would be the first from CNN. Law enforcement officials in Georgia say Appalachian High School received a phone call this morning warning there would be shootings and that Appalachian would be first. It is not known who placed the call. Officials tell CNN they are investigating the call and where it originated. And multiple law enforcement officials are confirming that account.
To which I asked you during the break, why didn't they just cancel school for the day? And your reaction was?
Well, you remember the old bomb threat when we were in school.
Yeah.
And do you cancel class every single time one of these calls come in? How quickly can they trace the call? Of course, this has unfolded. At least 4 people are dead. And there will be a lot of deconstructing on shoulda, coulda, woulda in the coming days ahead.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate it when you look at me and I'm just without words. I look at you and you're without words.
Just it anger. Gets dismissed as a bad prank. We can't do that.
You're right. Story here from the AP. Decades after she was picked to be America's first teacher in space, Krista McAuliffe is still a pioneer, this time as the first woman to be memorialized on the grounds of New Hampshire's State House in the city where she taught high school. McAuliffe was 37 years old when she died, one of 7 crew members aboard the Challenger when the space shuttle broke apart on live TV on January 28, 1986. For those of you who are old enough, you know that is one of those dates where you know exactly where you were.
Yep. They rolled that cart in, remember that?
I was in my I was living somewhere I'm not allowed to talk about, so it was later in the afternoon.
That would be Germany.
Stop. And I was in my dad's car. We were coming back from the base, and he had AFN radio on, and they broke in with the news that the shuttle had exploded. She did not have the chance to give the... Thank you, AP. Really? She didn't have the chance to give the lesson she had planned to teach from space. Do you think that's because she died?
What an odd thing to add to the story.
Reached
out for comment.
Who wrote this? Anyway, there's an 8-foot-tall statue now, bronze, of her likeness inside the New Hampshire State Capitol.
Wonderful.
Well-deserved and 3 decades too late. Plans to keep the Olympic rings on the Eiffel Tower have come under criticism. They're going to keep the rings up on the Eiffel Tower.
I love it!
Yeah. The giant rings were a popular addition to the monument for visitors and tourists in Paris during the Olympics, which ran from July 28th to August 11th. Mayor Anne Hidalgo announcing over the weekend that she intended to take down the originals, which are too heavy to remain on the monument, and replace them with new rings. What do you mean they're too heavy to remain on? I mean, they've been up there for 2 months.
What, are they going to pull it down?
They're too heavy? They're
crashing down? What did they make them out of?
The Eiffel Tower is made out of steel.
We're going to have the Leaning Tower of Eiffel?
Yes, you know it is. The thing keeps sinking.
We don't know why.
Why is it pointing that way?
It's going to the same direction as the rings. It does not. This is from a statement from the Eiffel descendants. It does not seem appropriate to us. So this is not without controversy.
Oh, I know.
That the Eiffel Tower, which has become the symbol of Paris and the whole of France since its construction 135 years ago, has the symbol of an outside organization added to it. Okay. In a permanent way, whatever its prestige.
It's been a symbol, by the way, of Paris for more than 130 years and represents many things, including French industrial ingenuity, major world events, the centennial of the revolution, and Gustave Eiffel, hello, world-renowned structural engineer, who built many wrought iron bridges and viaducts in France. Supposed to be a temporary addition to the skyline for the 1889 World's Fair. They kept it.
It's pretty awesome. Scotland's Health Secretary Neil Gray has denied claims that he tried to...
Oh, this is so bad.
That he tried to buy coveted Oasis tickets during a panel discussion on Alzheimer's disease.
And what do you have to say, Secretary of Health? Hang on a minute. I'm next in line.
If you will just wait, I'm in the queue.
I'm going to stop you right there. I'm in the queue.
Gray blasted a report from the Sunday Mail claiming that he was trying to score the hottest ticket in town at the meeting. He calls it total nonsense.
Get the tickets or not.
I was going to say, it's not going to be nonsense when he's in the front row.
He insisted he was only cracking a joke at his party's annual conference in Edinburgh. And was actually fully focused on chairing and contributing to the meeting.
You can do two things at the same time.
Wait, when I said in the queue, I didn't read further down in the story. The Sunday Mail article reported that Gray looked up from his phone and said, "I'm in the queue." Following a speech on advances in dementia care from University of Glasgow professor Terry Quinn. I am in the queue. When we get back...
Clay County Prosecutor is here. Clay County Prosecutor will be in studio. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Speaking of Alzheimer's and elder care, all of the scams that we have talked about on this program, certainly over the last couple of years that have ramped up, targeting your parents, your grandparents' retirement money. That is one of the things we will speak about with Clay County Prosecutor Zachary Thompson straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.